Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to Dave's Good Vibration Station, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. As you know, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. Well, what do we mean by that? We mean participate, deliberately do the work to focus your energy, your thoughts, your heart, your mind, your soul into everything that makes you happy. Do not settle. Do not allow for anything but greatness. That's what's up, guys. You know, as you know, here on the Vibration Station, we are inspired each and every single day of our lives. And through the daily inspiration, we channel that energy and get to express it and release it here on LA Talk Radio, Dave's Good Vibration Station. And we have a very, very, very special show for you guys, and I'll tell you why. Because, number one, as you know, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. So each week, it's going to be a topic that caters to or surrounds the idea or ideas or concepts of living a happier, healthier, more joyous, exciting, inspired, wealthier, luxurious lifestyle. Because that's what it's all about. Who does not want happiness? Who does not want love? Who does not want joy? Who does not want luxury? Who does not want wealth? Wealth is a state of consciousness, just like Bob Marley said. It was awesome. There was an interview in the 80s. Some journalist interviews him. He goes, "Are you wealthy?" And Bob Marley goes, "Wealthy?" And he goes, "Yes." The interviewer, he goes, "Yes. Are you a rich man?" And Bob Marley's response, he laughs at the man and he says, he's like, "Yes." He goes, "Am I wealthy? Of course. But my true riches is life." So that is what we talk about here on the Vibration Station. Are we wealthy in consciousness? Are we wealthy in the material world? Can we manifest and can we do? Can we be everything that we know that we deserve? Can we connect that to our hearts? And that is specifically why we have a very special, unique, world-renowned, actually. She's known all around the world for being one of the top influential media psychologists on the planet. Welcome, Dr. Michelle, to the show. It is such a pleasure to have you on the air. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us today and to share your wisdom, Doc.
Oh, Davey, thanks so much for having me. It's just always amazing to be on your show.
We have such a fun time together. And
I know that you
have a lot going on today. Dr. Michelle, I got to tell you, she's one of the busiest people I know, always on the go. She has a lot going on today, so we're not going to have her on for a full show, but we will get as much as we can within the time frame that works. So first of all, Dr. Michelle, something that you – okay, so listeners out there, check this out. One of the things that Dr. Michelle and I always do for each other is we'll send each other information, just like cool. We're both info freaks. We both love information that comes from non-mainstream sources. You know, I mean, I guess you could say Reddit is a mainstream source now, and you know, but pretty much most of the information that you see on the news or that you hear about, you're going to read about it on Reddit first. Someone is going to be talking about it on Reddit first. The entire internet is essentially based off of like four basic websites, you know, like Reddit, 4chan, that was like, and then a couple others. Basically, all information that circulates on a global level circulates through these websites first, because these are the websites that all of the people that are giving the information first post this information on. So understanding that there is a plethora of information and a plethora of different perspectives on the human experience and life and everything that's going on in the world, something that Dr. Michelle has brought to my attention, which we have spoken about once before here on the Vibration Station, but we didn't really get into it in the way that I wanted to, was heart coherence. Now, when I say heart coherence, you guys might be thinking to yourself, heart coherence. Heart coherence. What does that mean? What does that mean, heart coherence? Doc, could you explain to us what heart coherence is? Number one, what it is. Number two, in the same way that you've shared and explained to me the importance of it, what does heart coherence, when practiced properly, what does heart coherence do for the mind and the body and the soul?
Good question. What they're referring to right now is called heart-brain coherence.
Yes.
So what that's doing, and if you go on to any website or Google the Heart Math Institute,
yep,
they've been doing these experiments for a long time. And basically what it involves is knowing that the heart guides the brain.
Right.
So you know that our feelings are energy.
Right.
And our thoughts are energy.
Right.
So there are, let's see, about 40,000 sensory neurites in the heart alone. And that means those are little emotional neurons. Okay. There are more neurons in the heart than there are in the brain. More emotional neurons in the heart, right?
Yep.
You've heard Greg Braden stuff, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I am a Greg Braden fanatic. Yes.
Okay. So if you align with your feelings in a loving manner, and you think thoughts of forgiveness,
right,
and love, and understanding,
right,
appreciation towards situations or people in your life who you would otherwise not feel that for,
right,
then you're going to start changing and really mean it. But you go into a heart-brain coherent state.
Right.
So once your heart is tuned in from a loving place, and this is all shown in research.
Yes, it is.
That what happens is it connects to your thoughts. Your thoughts become automatic. You know, the whole thing about neurons that fire together, wire together. So the more you think happy things, good things, healthy things, what's going to happen to you is that you're going to start really feeling love.
Mm.
You're going to start projecting that. You're going to be, as Esther Hicks would say, on the high flying disc, in the vortex,
beautifully
all that
said.
Stuff, which is real science, basically. She just says it in a different
it
way.
Is.
You're connecting better to the higher frequency of the field, of the quantum field, as they call it now, a consciousness. So,
right.
In other words, if you exactly. tune your instrument up, you're going to connect with higher vibrational signals out there,
yes.
whether it's bringing opportunities into your life, bringing yep. loving people into your life, or just higher and healthier relationships on a vibrational sense with those who are already in your life. So that's sort of the quick and dirty theory behind that.
Right.
You know, the heart brain coherence thing.
Right.
So there are different practices. There are different practices you can do to connect the heart. They're really based on ancient ritualistic practices. If you get a chance, guys, if you want to check out Greg Braden, he's got this little quick podcast on YouTube, actually. It's called Heart and Brain Coherence. So he guides you through sort of a quick meditation on how to get in touch with that.
Wow.
And if you do it every day, he said, if you do this every day, and I think it's about probably 12 minutes, the exercise, he said they have found in the laboratory that the immune-building chemicals
yep.
released from your brain
yep.
will last for 6 hours afterwards.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah. So it's immune-building positive neurotransmitters, things that are being, you know, really healthy in a healthy manner, pushing through your body and your brain, will start to be activated and stay in your system for 6 hours.
Wow.
So, you know, so just think of what would happen if we did this twice a day for ourselves, how healthy
oh
we would
my
be.
Goodness.
And
there would be no
focus. Oh. Yes.
Yes. No. I did not mean to interrupt or interject.
No,
all
no.
I was going to say was there, if there was some way to get at least a quarter of the percentage of people on this planet to practice that once a day,
yeah.
not only would humanity, not only would all of those people not ever get disease, not only would
right.
the pharmaceutical companies be pooping themselves, being like, what is going on? Why are we losing money? But the entire vibrational frequency of the planet raises with it. And
right.
that's where this stuff is so important. And
exactly.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, Doc. I really want you to keep going on because I know
oh,
we have
no,
a limited
didn't.
Amount of time. The only thing I wanted to say to the listeners is, listen, guys. The stuff that Dr. Michelle and myself and a lot of these other teachers that we get our inspiration and wisdom from as well talk about, this is not necessarily only about, well, you see, here's where the paradox comes in. It's catch 22. I was going to say,
yeah.
it's not necessarily only about you, but at the same time, it is really only about you. So what I mean by that is, by you understanding your fundamental potential of what your focused, creative, deliberate energy can manifest onto this planet for not only you to enjoy, but for all your loved ones and all of humanity to enjoy. If you can create something that big, which you absolutely can, you are limitless. You are not only doing this for yourself, you are doing this also because you know and you understand that you are connected to a higher, greater, more beautiful, heavenly, divine, aligned stream of consciousness, the dimension, the density in which the term quote unquote angel exists is in these higher dimensions, these dimensions of non-physical beings and loved ones that have passed on and all this and that. This malleability of consciousness, this dimensional malleability is where these other beings and entities do exist to help and guide us along our path. Once again, not only for the purpose of our own self-empowerment, but for the purpose of the empowerment of the planet. You incarnated on this time, at this time, on this planet, for a very, very specific purpose. It was not by random chance that you came here. And the reason that you are here at this time is to maximize your joy in whatever it is that you do. People every day ask themselves, what is my purpose in life? What is my purpose in life? Especially on our Instagram. You can check us out, divine.mind.tribe, Divine Mind Tribe on Instagram. You can just, if you just put in Divine Mind Tribe, we'll be the first one that comes up. We get questions every day. What is my purpose in life? You know, why am I here? I've been so confused. So many terrible things have happened to me. You know, women that have lost their children, men that have lost everything they've worked for, their empires, and they're broken down. What it all comes down to, it is not what you can go to the bank and say, look what my name is on. That's not what it's about. What it's about is knowing in your heart that you made the right choices at the right times, and you helped as many people as you possibly could by practicing heart-brain coherence.
Yeah, it's true. Beautifully said. And it's what it does is if you practice it in the morning each day, it kind of sets the tone of your day.
Yes.
To a more just relaxed, it relaxes you, but it also puts your mind and your neural patterns in a positive place. So that if that's where you start your day in your mind, instead of, you know, you get up, as Dr. Joe Dispenza says, and you got to get your coffee, you got to check your internet, you got to check your, you know, everything, text people, you got to get on Instagram, No, don't do that. Get whatever you need to drink and set your body down and get into this space of a habit, just like people go to the gym or we try it every day, every other day. You have to do this every day for literally you can do it for 12 minutes, but it's setting the tone through a guided speech. I think James Braden's one of the best.
Yeah.
Right. But there's also lots of other ways of doing it. Setting the heart brain coherence. So what you do in the practice to calm yourself, to get yourself elevated so you can bring whatever to the universe, a higher consciousness coming from you, and you can get healthier and feel good. And you can, the little things that bother us during the day will not bother you as much. Because you're in a higher vibe. So the way you can practice it also is, well, first of all, we've talked about this before, is using Greg's guided
meditation experience. Of course.
Right. If you touch your heart chakra with your hand or your fingertip and you think of loving.
You know what? I'm so sorry, Doc. I just want to share with you real quick.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I so want to encourage the people, the masses, the listeners, to check out this video on their own. I want them to Google search Greg Braden, and I want them to do the work themselves. I don't want to do the work for them. They need to do the work themselves.
Right.
And having that said, I actually have a perfect... What a special show we have today. I have a perfect introduction into the next segue. Along with having the famous and very recognizable Dr. Michelle we are humbled and so grateful to have on the show. By the way, every Friday on the couch with Dr. Michelle at 11 Pacific Standard Time, LA Talk Radio. Make sure to check it out. You also got to check out talkshowtherapist.com. She is killing the SEO game, guys, killing the SEO. If you know what that means, search engine optimization. You literally type in psychologist. She's one of the first people that pops up. She's awesome. She's killing the game. But along with that, as you guys know, my dear soul brother and co-host Colin is actually on the air with us as well. Colin, are you still with us, man?
Yes, I'm so excited to be here today.
My brother.
Hey, Colin.
Hi, how are you today, Dr. Michelle?
Good. Oh, I just love you so much. I just think you're the best.
Well, I have a perfect segue.
That's amazing. Yes. Colin and Dr. Michelle know each other as well. See, we're all a community of, we are all a big family here at the Vibration Station,
yeah.
Divine Mind Tribe. You know, we are all one tribe. It's tribe consciousness. We're one mind. We love each other as we love ourselves. I love Colin as I love myself. I love Colin as I love my family. I love my amazing best friend and heart and soul guiding divine maternal Dr. Michelle that is just amazing and has taught me so many things. So just want to let you guys know it really is tribe consciousness here. If you're looking to become a part of something that is bigger than just yourself, if you're looking to participate in high vibration or even just high vibration living activities, thoughts, feel free to reach out anytime, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Or the best way to reach us would be to follow us at divine.mind.tribe on Instagram. Just check out Divine Mind Tribe. I'm so sorry, Colin, to have interrupted you so brutally and vaguely. I was like, no, wait, Colin, I need to say. But I just wanted to say, everybody
on
the Vibration Station knows each other and we love each other with all of our hearts. Let's hear it, bro. Let's hear the segue.
I love the idea of that your brain communicates with your heart. Obviously, that's how we survive. But then there's another factor, and it's like the idea of the second brain, which is your stomach. And
That's exactly
your stomach has more microbacteria and neurons in it than other parts of your body. And literally, like, what you ingest becomes you. So, and it's like this constant communication, because your stomach ingests not only just the food and water, but like other stuff from the air and everything. And so your stomach is like your way to interpret what's happening in the world around you.
Wow.
Like not only that. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
No, that's amazing.
And, you know, like a lot of people come into my office and they say, you know, I had a meeting with someone that I was supposed to, you know, like communicate with. And I felt it in my gut that they just weren't the right fit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's so much.
Well, that's what butterflies
are. Right.
Yes.
You're right.
Exactly. Yes.
You feel it in your gut, you know, and it is an intuitive center, you know.
But also your heart. It also, your heart speaks to you. We can't really feel our brains. Like we get headaches, but like we don't feel them the way that our stomach or our heart, we don't, it's like not the same kind of feeling. I can't put my hand over my brain and for that to make me feel like I'm holding my brain, because I'm not, I'm holding my skull. When I put my hand over my heart, I kind of feel like I'm holding my heart in a way.
Yes.
I don't know, or my stomach.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. 100%.
And when you meditate on that and send love into that part of your body, you are healing, you know?
Yeah. Extremely powerful. That's extremely powerful to actually think about, because most people, especially, you know, and Colin, I know you know this all too well as well. You know, most people, especially in the spiritual community or in the, when I say spiritual community, what I mean, that's kind of like, it could be mistaken when I say spiritual community. What I mean by spiritual community is the community of people on this planet that understand that they have the ability to create whatever they want to through their focus. That's all I mean, is they have understood that they have, that everything is in them. Everything is them. Everything is a reflection of them. They have the ability to choose what they want to experience in their life. And actually, Colin, my dear brother Colin, is one of the greatest examples of people that have been through extremely traumatic experiences, but still found a way to channel that pain and that trauma and those experiences into serious, profound manifestations. I mean, Colin is an extremely powerful creator.
Pain is like just kind of ignorance in a way. Not like physical pain, obviously, but like I'm saying, sure, like emotional pain is not knowing how to deal with it logically. And so if you find a way... I'll bring another thing into it. So I was looking up, my father has stage 4 cancer, and I was looking up how cancer actually like would kill you. Like I know what it does to you, but I was looking up how it would kill you. And the way that it kills you a lot of the time is your digestive system. Your stomach stops being able to interpret the world and take the nutrients that you give it, because the cancer kind of just like steals the nutrients. And so a lot of the time it's like you can't sustain yourself anymore. Your cells like just basically are like, we can't function because you're losing function from other things. And I don't know. I thought it was super interesting and related to this. Like it's your gut giving up. This is a general, it's not every case, obviously. This is like,
a generalization of, no, of course, no, but that is actually a couldn't be like a more perfect description of how our guts do hold more. Dr. Michelle, you said at the beginning of the show, it's not neuro pathways, but
sensory neurites.
They're nodes, dude. They're nodes.
Yes, they're nodes.
They're central, like little, like places all over your body that are just little nodes,
like
of
little
things
antennas.
Are repaired.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's so true. So check this out.
They even look like little antennas under a microscope.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm learning. I learned so much from the people that I'm so blessed to surround myself with. You guys are just amazing. So actually, Dr. Michelle, I know that you did have a very, very busy day. I know that you did have a limited time on the show. I don't want to hold you up. If you do have to, go participate in your other Sunday activities, please do not let me hold you back. But obviously, it would be our greatest pleasure if you could stay on the show for as long as you'd like or as long as you'd want to. But I just want to let you know that if at any time you need to hop off the air and obviously continue with your Sunday adventures, we honor and respect that wholeheartedly.
I have a psychiatric call coming in about 2 minutes, so
perfect.
I just wanted to thank you for letting me be on your show and talk about heart-brain coherence, and also for everybody to check out, which is one and the same, the teachings of Ho'oponopono.
Yeah.
And that's, I know Colin's mom, and she is like a goddess of spirituality. And she taught me this. She taught me Ho'oponopono. So I'm just putting it out there for everybody to check that out as well, because it totally is heart-brain coherence, self-forgiveness, self-love, and it's the best.
Yes.
So.
Oh my gosh. The best.
Yeah.
No, it really is the best. And Dr. Michelle, you are one in a quadrillion. You are just absolutely amazing. We love you so much, and we thank you for spending your Sunday to be on the show. Also, yes, guys, Dr. Michelle, would you mind sharing with us real quick? I know you got like 15 seconds left. Can you just share with us what is the Ho'oponopono mantra?
Yeah. So you hold your heart just like you do in heart brain coherence.
Okay.
Hold on to your heart, or you can hold on to your stomach, your gut chakra, your stomach chakra. Okay. Do one and the same, whichever you want to heal. And it's basically four phrases, and it's turning the love inside to yourself, because the core of a lot of people's problems is that they don't have that self-forgiveness and self-love. We have the ruminations, beta conscious voices constantly. I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not whatever enough. You know, it's just society. It's what it is. So what you have to do is you have to go to the core of loving that which you are and forgiving yourself for all the stupid things that you've done, because we all do stupid things and we needed to do them at that time in our life and we didn't have the tools to not. So basically you hold whatever part of your body that will, you know, really needs replenishing with both your hands usually, and sit comfortably. And just say the mantra. And I prefer using like 432 Hertz music along with that. And you repeat the words, I forgive you. Well, it's first of all, I'm sorry. That's what you say first. I'm sorry. You're talking to your soul now.
Right.
I'm sorry. Second phrase is, I forgive you. Third is, I thank you. Well, I love you, and then I thank you.
Right.
So you're saying, I'm sorry to your soul.
I am sorry.
I forgive. Yes, I am sorry.
I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
Please forgive me. I love you.
I love you.
And I thank you.
And I thank you. That's beautiful. That's absolutely beautiful.
Repeat it over and over, over and over, as many times as you can, for as long as you can stay focused. So you're sending love inside to your body, and you're working through a lot of unresolved stuff that you didn't let go of.
Right.
And it's beautiful. And it totally aligns the heart and brain as well as the gut and brain. So,
oh, yeah. You know. Oh, without a doubt. Wow.
So,
thank you so much, Doc. That's amazing.
You're
I
so
really
welcome.
so appreciate it. And wow. Once again, you are absolutely
pleasure. Wonderful.
We love you with all of our hearts. You
blow
us away every time. And once again, guys, make sure to check out Dr. Michelle every Friday at 11 Pacific Standard Time on the couch with Dr. Michelle. Thank you so much, Doc. Colin
pleasure,
and
David.
I are
Thanks
going
for
to be... Oh, thank you. And I'm very, very excited to thank you for having me on your show last week. That was so much fun. And and very, very excited to have a show with you soon, very, very, very soon. Again, very soon.
I'm always down for that, Davey. All right.
Wonderful. Colin and I love you.
Sweetheart.
Have a wonderful day.
You too. Talk
thank
to you later,
brother.
Guys.
Love you guys.
All right, bless you both.
Love you. Love
all
you.
Right.
Love you, Dr. Michelle. All right. Bless you.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
So
thank you.
So, Colin, here
I
we
like
go,
the
bro.
Idea of continuing on mantras. I got one written down
Dig
right
it.
Now.
I love it, bro.
Okay, so this one is significant because it's even. So, the whole mantra is Om Mani Padme Hum.
Padme Hum.
And
Om Mani Padme
and
Hum.
So
yes.
So the middle you can kind of say evenly. And so, like, the ends, you really emphasize Om, like, Om, Ma, like,
yes.
You do a chanting. And then a hum is, like, you let it go. And so the meaning of this mantra is, God in unmanifest form is like a jewel in the middle of a lotus manifest in my heart.
Whoa.
And so it means that there is, to me, it means that the God is really just the inside of you, who you truly are, is like what God is.
Yes.
And I have some interpretations of it to me. It means nothing real can be threatened and nothing unreal exists. So nothing real can be threatened and
nothing
unreal exists.
I love that. Nothing real can be threatened and nothing unreal exists. So it's literally like there is zero, like
there's nothing to ever worry or fret or fear in life. Like, it, essentially.
Well, right. Nothing that you, like, true love cannot be threatened. It's not possible. It will always be in your heart, whether the person dies or whether they cannot be in your life or whatever. If you truly love someone, then it will always be there.
Yes.
And other things like what else is real? Ideas are real. Like when they are solid, they are not threatenable. They are they are more powerful than any one man can be.
Oh, 100%. Ideas.
Adeline's trying to be on the show.
That's right, baby girl. Our uncle, we got Uncle Colin right here. Adeline's excited to hear Uncle Colin's voices. What's going on? man, oh, you should say, talk about a shift in topic real quick, guys. Talk about unconditional love. You should see the way that our daughter's eyes light up when she sees her Uncle Colin. Oh my gosh. She just loves him so much.
And you, dude. You, like, she literally jumps in your arms.
Well,
like, literally, she gets so excited when she sees you and Callie. It's like the most excited. You guys treat her so well.
Thank you, bro. That means the world. The only, and you treat her, treat her so well. You are, here's the thing, guys. Do you hear the way that we talk to each other? You hear the way Colin and I talk to each other? Here's the thing. This life, we talk about heart brain coherence, we talk about raising vibration, we talk about being happy, healthy, wealthy, wise, abundant, prosperous, luxurious, inspired, excited. But everything that we talk about really doesn't mean shit if you don't have it in, if you do not have within yourself the ultimate blessing and capability of sharing that love with someone else. Now, I'm not saying people that live alone are unhappy or not fulfilling their greatest joy, because they absolutely are. But what I'm saying is, even those that live, it has nothing to do with living alone or being, it's who you are as a person, the way that you perceive other people in your life. You know, when you,
I believe that you can love yourself. I believe you can love yourself the way that you're saying that you need other people. I believe that you can. I agree, dude.
That's
you
it.
Don't need,
that's exactly what I'm saying.
You're a baby, though.
Not when you're a baby. Absolutely.
Like you need cuddles and stuff when you're a baby, or you'll die. Like,
yes, 100%. You need someone to feed you. You can't go to, you know,
not
you can't, like,
only get a that though. It's more than just. More than that, though. It's cuddles too. It's like if a parent were to solely feed and give water and change a baby like really well, then
not incorporate like love or cuddles.
Like cuddles or whatever, the baby would still be neglected enough to die. Like you could
100%.
But as an adult, let's say after 20, I know it's a lot before that, but let's just say 20 after, you could just love yourself enough to exist and you don't need anyone else. But the other people are fulfilling. They are our reason for living if we let it be that.
Yes.
We can be the reason for living for ourselves, but we can also be other people be the reason for living. And to me, it feels better that way. I don't know, but other people, maybe not.
Dude, I literally could not agree more. See, that's okay, and that's the other thing that I feel like a lot of people tend to maybe forget the importance of is, number one, realizing that that love that we all seek is accessible within ourselves, but it's easier to perceive that love in another human being because we start to write our own stories. We start to feel things about ourselves, say things about ourselves to ourselves
only to ourselves.
I feel the exact opposite, dude. I think it's way easier to understand yourself than it is to understand other people, because they are, you can't like.
Oh, definitely. Understanding. Definitely. No. Oh my gosh. No, dude. I couldn't agree with you more there. Understanding other people is, or understanding yourself is way easier. I guess what I'm saying is it's easier to find things that you love in other people than it is in yourself. And that, I feel like sometimes can like drive easier?
Is it individual. Easier or is it more driven by our like chemical, like the way that we live, where we're releasing different chemicals in our brain, and that kind of narrates us wanting to be with others, you know? Like,
you know what? That dude, you stumped me right there. I think you're absolutely right, because that is that is absolutely a natural organic reaction, right? It is a chemical release in the brain to seek love within others and seek love.
Well, it's a drive. It's a need of our body. That's why we get horny. That's why we are like. Part of our need besides food, water, and shelter is sex. It's
reproduction, like on a fundamental level as well, you know, like keep the human race going, like that whole thing, you know?
Yeah, but I feel like nowadays we've kind of moved past it. Like,
we have.
We are logical enough that we don't necessarily need that, but we do. We're still driven that way, especially during puberty and stuff when our hormones are all wonky.
Oh, yeah, totally. Oh, without a doubt, like, no question.
But as an adult, I don't know.
No, I see what you're saying. No, I totally see what you're saying. Yes. So I think the conclusion, I mean, with the time that we have, obviously, considering the 7 minutes that we have left of talk time on the show, I think the conclusion that at least I've come to from today's show, and by the way, guys, listeners, feel free to email us anytime, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. If you also want to email Colin, you absolutely can email Colin anytime. ColinWCurran@gmail.com. Is that cool with you, bro, that I just put your email out there? People can email you, see what, see if they wanted to ask you anything specific based off of what you've shared today.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.